We're back on the Carolina Outdoors. In for Bill Bartee is Jack Horan, and we're going to do a little follow-up on a story that Jack told us about a few weeks ago, and that is 1,000-year-old trees on the eastern area of North Carolina. Jack, tell us about those trees.
Well, along the Black River in southeastern North Carolina, there are numbers of old bald cypress trees. They're so old they can be called ancient. Some of them are 1,000 years old. They've been documented as the oldest trees east of the Mississippi in the United States. One of them is 1,650 years old. It's called the Methuselah tree. And when it started growing, and it's still growing today, Emperor Valentinian I was ruling the Roman Empire. And to tell us more about the Black River trees and the prospects for a state park on the Black River to help protect the trees is Debbie Crane, Director of Communications for the North Carolina Nature Conservancy. And the Nature Conservancy for several decades has been buying land to protect the Black River trees up and down the river about 40, 50 miles northwest of Wilmington, North Carolina. Debbie, welcome to Carolina Outdoors.
Thank you. Good to be on the show.
Tell us about the Black River trees and what has gone on with the legislation that was to set up a state park on the Black River.
Well, these trees, first of all, are amazing. They're easy. You can only get to them by paddling, but when you're in there, you feel like you're in a cathedral. It's a very special place, and that's why we've worked so hard to protect the trees. It was kind of an accidental find. There was a professor from Arkansas who was looking at climate change and its effect on trees across the southeast. He did some incremental boring, which is to see how old trees were, and these were some of the trees that he tested, and he was quite shocked when he got back and found out that they were, at least the oldest one was 1,600 years old at the time, so that was pretty amazing. And when we found out that we had these ancient trees, that's when the Nature Conservancy started working to protect the trees. So far, we have protected about 16,000 acres of land along the Black River and the Black River Basin in three counties, including the area where these very old trees, the clump that we know that is extremely old, exist. But we've also protected a number of other areas along the river. And, in fact, the professor who discovered these trees suspects that there are probably even older trees in there somewhere. He hasn't had the chance to test them.
When was that discovered? When did that fellow discover these trees?
1989.
And the Nature Conservancy, I assume, followed in pretty quickly on that, I assume.
We did. We bought our first tract of land in 1991. We bought our last tract about 3 months ago, so we've been pretty actively pursuing land throughout there. It's an area, unlike a lot of places in the state, where there may be several land trusts working at one time to protect the trees. This area, we're the only organization that is working in the Black River, and we're going to do some more work there, but we've really gotten a lot of the very important areas protected, and it's important because these trees, how they escaped being shovel logged and destroyed, we have no idea because most of all of eastern North Carolina was shovel logged, bald cypress just taken out in huge numbers. In fact, there's this really silly show on one of the channels called Swamp Loggers, which is based very close to this in Pender County, North Carolina, where there's ongoing swamp logging of trees. I mean, it's a chat. If you think about it, these could have ended up as somebody's cedar shake roof or, God forbid, mulch. They didn't, and we're certainly glad that's the case.
These trees are enormous. Some of the girth of them is maybe 25 feet or so.
Yeah, the biggest one that has been measured girth-wise in there is around 32 feet. So, yeah, they're huge. And if you don't know bald cypress, the best way to describe them is they're a very romantic tree. You know, I mean, you're in there and it's just got a very beautiful touch to it. Some of them are blown out in the center so you can actually canoe into the middle of them or stand in the middle of them. And as I said, you're looking up and you feel like you're just in a holy place.
Now, how far from the coast are these?
If you're going to Wilmington, which is probably people would be most familiar with Wilmington, it's about a 45-mile drive from Wilmington, 45-minute drive from Wilmington. From Fayetteville, it's about an hour. So, and from Raleigh, it's about 2 hours. So it's pretty close. Fairly easy to get to. One of the reasons we'd like to see a state park there is to make sure that people have real clear river access and that they have places. The state park probably would never have much in the way of facilities except maybe bathrooms and a few picnic tables. It's not likely to have any kind of big buildings on it. It's going to be a state park like the Lumber River State Park, which is another beautiful river, Blackwater River in eastern North Carolina, which is a park that's largely river-based and just allows for people who like to paddle to get in there and see some pretty cool things.
Debbie, give us an update on the legislation that had proposed a state park or creation of a state park on the Black River called the Black River State Park. What happened?
Well, it's not uncommon when you're proposing a new park that you have community concerns because people really fear what they don't know, and there is no real park in this area. So the community was concerned. As a result of that, the legislature decided to step back and say, well, let's study it and address these community concerns. And the community concerns fall along, as I said, just sort of fear of the unknown. It reminds me of years ago I worked in state government, and the state was trying to create a new park in Transylvania County, which is the county I'm from. And it was a gorgeous lake state, gorgeous state park, and it now exists. But there was the same kind of community concern then. And why I feel positive that there'll be a Black River State Park is because the man who led the opposition at the time to Gorgeous State Park is now the chairman of the Friends of Gorgeous State Park, and it's been totally accepted in the community. So I think it will once people really understand that it's not going to change their property rights. And in a way, it's going to help them because right now, because it's not clear what areas along the river are actually conserved, sometimes they find strangers urinating on their property or putting their boats in and out on their property, and this would make it very clear where the conserved areas are that are public and people can enjoy and keep it off of the private landowners.
Debbie, there's a big concentration of these ancient bald cypresses in Three Sisters Slough. I've paddled in there several times. It is so thick and filled with cypress knees that you can't bring a boat in there. You've got to come in by canoe or kayak. Sort of give us a picture of what Three Sisters Slough is like.
It is incredible. I think of a day that I paddled there, it was probably 3 years ago, and it was just an absolutely perfect day in late May. We came in kayaks. The river was down a little bit, so it was extremely, it was not tough paddling at all. Got in there and just stood among these trees, and we got out and stood among the trees, and you actually, as far as the eye could see, there were little cypress knees, but then you could see these huge trees just towering up, and you really couldn't really see the sky, and it was quiet. It's just an amazing place, and we really hope that lots of people can enjoy it. Most people don't realize these trees exist. You know, when I go to talk to school kids, I say, "Do you know where the oldest trees east of the Rockies are?" And they're like, "No, I don't know." And they're right in your backyard. I've told that to kids in Sampson and Pender and Bladen counties. So it's a treasure, and it's one that we've protected it now. I mean, most of the land that the trees are on is protected, but now we'd like to share it with other folks.
Tell us about cypress knees, because a lot of people may not be familiar with what those are.
Well, cypress knees are, just a very cool phenomenon. If you are around in cypress areas, you see them spring up, and you're right. I guess I grew up in western North Carolina, and certainly it's not something that I saw as a kid wandering around Pisgah Forest. It wasn't the kind of environment that I was in. But we have great pictures on our website and sort of descriptions of how they exist and why they exist.
They're actually part of the root structure, correct?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And they just kind of pop up, and it's just like your knee. It's just something protruding up out of the ground or the water in many cases, and kind of a hazard for a canoe, I suspect.
Yeah, and it's funny when you get out there with, like, Dr. Staley or other scientists, and you say, why does cypress do this? And, there are a lot of different theories about why the function that cypress knees have, but no particularly scientific, why this actually exists. It's just a sort of strangeness with the trees, and there's got to be probably a reason for it, but with all the research, they still don't really know.
It gives snakes a platform to sun themselves on.
And turtles. Yeah. Turtles love them. Yeah, exactly.
Have you seen the Methuselah tree?
I have to say I'm not sure because years ago they actually put a little metal notice on the tree so you could know what tree it was. And that's long fallen off. And actually, Dr. Staley's been in there in the last few years. We've been in there trying to determine which of these big trees is the one that he measured, and we're not sure. I think I probably have, because he knows what clump it was in, or at least he thinks he knows what clump it was in. I can't say definitively, but we certainly know there are huge old trees in there, and I've seen a lot of them.
Now, the Methuselah tree has been dated to 364 A.D., and it's still growing. Is it, so far as everybody knows, still in good shape?
Yes, yeah, so far as we know, because we haven't seen any of the big ones, the old ones that have been destroyed in there, anything happened to them. And, I mean, just put that tree in perspective. You know, North Carolina likes to talk about, you know, Virginia Dare being born on the Roanoke Island like it's some kind of ancient history. But that tree started growing about 1,223 years before she was born. You know, it's just that sort of, or if you even more in perspective, think about Christopher Columbus. The tree started growing about 1,128 years before he existed. So it's just when you think about it in those terms, it's just so completely ancient. This clump of trees is the 10th oldest clump of trees in the world.
How tall are these trees?
Some of them tower up very high. The measurements of, you know, we're talking hundreds of feet, or you know, around 100. I think the tallest one is around about 120 feet. So they're not, you know, they're not they're bigger in girth because they've been, the tops a lot of them have been blown out. They're still existing, but they've been blown out.
All right. Well, we appreciate you telling about this on the Carolina Outdoors, and good luck with the Nature Conservancy and the efforts to turn this into a state park, because it would certainly be a great thing for our heritage down the road, and we appreciate your work, as always.
Great. Thanks talking to you.
All right. We'll be back shortly on the Carolina Outdoors with Jack Horan.